Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning about 9 conditions made on a get, or in marriage, or in business, according to the Shita of the Rambam. And we're basing ourselves in the Sefer Chazon Kedumim, which is a collection of shiurim delivered by Rav Zalman Nechemiah Goldberg, the great Garzen, in the Yeshiva in Kedumim in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam talks at length about 3 types of Lashonos written in a get. One is a Lashon of if. If you give me 200 zuz, it should be a get. Another is a Lashon of almanas. On the condition that you give me 200 zuz, it should be a get. Almanas shetitni lima time zuz. And another Lashon is la'achar. After you give me 200 zuz, it should be a get. And these 3 Lashonos of im, almanas, and la'achar, we have to know about each one when the get is going to be chal, whether we need all the laws of tanaim of conditions, like a tanai kafel, it has to be a double. If you give me the money, then this is your get, and if you don't give me the money, it's not your get, that's a tanai kafel. So in each case we have to ask, do you need a tanai kafel and other laws of conditions? What is the status of the woman in between the fulfillment of the condition and the fulfillment of, and the giving of the get? From the giving of the get until the kiyum atunai, what is the status of the woman? And where does the get have to be when the money is given, when the condition is fulfilled? Those are all things that we have to look at. So now we're going to see Barichus, the Rambam, in various places, and see how he talks about tanai. The Rambam says that if a man is mekadesh al tanai, if the tanai is fulfilled, if the condition is fulfilled, she's married, she's mekudeshes. And if the condition is not fulfilled, she's not mikudeshes, whether the condition comes from the man or comes from the woman. And when you make a condition, no matter what the condition is, whether it's in divorce or in marriage or in anything, in business and get, it doesn't matter. Other dine mamon. So everything has to be, every condition has to be with 4 things, 4 elements. Number 1, it has to be a tanai kafel. Double. If you give me 200 zuz, this is your get. And if you don't give me 200 zuz, this is not your get. It's an example of a tanai kafel. The hein has to be before the lav, the yes before the no. If you give me 200 zuz, then yes. And if not, then no. So the hein is before the lav. The tanai has to be before the maisa. First you have to mention the tanai. And then, only then, what's going to happen as a result of the fulfillment of the tanai. And also the tanai has to be one that's efshir l'kaimo, that can be fulfilled. If one of these elements are missing, then the tanai is not a tanai. The whole tanai is batal, as if it doesn't exist. And the melo, the marriage is a marriage, the divorce is a divorce, the business deal is a business deal. The transaction is a transaction, because this isn't a proper tanai. A tanai has rules, you have to meet the conditions of the condition. So the Rambam now gives an example of this. A man says to a woman, if, im, titni li matayim zuz, you're married with this dinner, and if you don't give me, then you're not married. And after he makes this tanai, he gives her the dinner. So the tanai is a good tanai. And she's mekudeshes al tanai. If he gives her the 200 zuz, then she's married with this dinner. And if he doesn't give her the 200 zuz, then she's not. That's an example of a good, simple, basic tanai. If you give me 200 zuz, you're married with this dinner, and if you don't, you're not. So when she gives him the 200 zuz, then she's married. And at the end of the parak, at the end of parak vav of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam says that when a man is mekadesh al tanai, when the tanai is fulfilled, when is she married from? She's married from the time the condition is fulfilled, and not from the time of the marriage. So, for example, if a man gives a man says to a woman, "If I give you 200 zuz this year, you're married with this dinner, and if I don't give you 200 zuz, then you're not married." He gives her the dinner in Nisan, and he gives her the 200 zuz later on in Elul. When are they married? They're married in Elul. And the same would apply to a divorce and a business transaction. When the condition is fulfilled, then it takes effect, and not before. So even though he gave her the dinner for Kedushin in Nisan, since the condition was only fulfilled in Elul, they're only married in Elul. And that is only when he doesn't say Me'achshav. If he says, Harei Mekudeshes Li Me'achshav, from now, and she's Mekudeshes Lamafreya, it's already from Nisan. And therefore, if somebody marries her in the interim, what's going to be the din? The din is that that marriage isn't going to be chal, because the first one's marriage is going to take effect retroactively. So if, he says, if im, and somebody marries her in the interim, she's married to the second man. Meaning in the interim, in between the giving of the Kedushin money and the fulfillment of the Tanai, she's going to be married to the second man. Why is she going to be married to the second man? Because until the tie is fulfilled, she's not married to the first man. And since the second man grabbed her before the first man fulfilled the Tanai, she's married to the second man. But if, he says, me'achshav, then when he fulfills the Tanai, retroactively she's married to the first man. So even if somebody tries to marry her in the interim, in between the giving of the Kedushin and the fulfillment of the Tanai, it doesn't matter, because she's married retroactively to the first one. The same would apply to Gidden and Mamanis. And not only that, but if he says Me'achshav, the Rambam says, he doesn't have to make a Tanai Kafel, and he doesn't have to be Makdim Tanai L'maisa. Even though he's Makdim the Maisa to the Tanai, he says, you'll be married to me if I give you 200 zuz. First the Maisa of being married, and then the Tanai. If, he says, Me'achshav, it doesn't matter, that's cool. And he doesn't have to make a Tanai Kafel either. But he does have to make a Tanai that's Efshel L'kaima. And if he makes a Tanai that's Efshel L'kaima, that's impossible to fulfill, then the Tanai is batal and meaningless, and we completely ignore it. And the Rambam adds that if he says Almanas, it's like saying Me'achshav. Saying the words Almanas on the condition that, so that's like saying the Me'achshav, meaning that it takes effect retroactively, meaning that you don't have to make a Tanai Kafel, and you don't have to be Makdim Tanai L'maisa. And, consistent with what the Rambam says here in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Gerushin in the 8th parak in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, if a man is Megarish a woman al Tanai, she's Megureshes, and if the Tanai is fulfilled, and if the Tanai is not fulfilled, then she's not divorced. When does the divorce take effect? The divorce takes effect when the Tanai is fulfilled and not when the get is given. So he gives her a get on condition that if he does such and such, when he does such and such, then the get is a valid get at a later time. So therefore, in the interim, in the meantime, he can add to the Tanai, he can subtract the Tanai, he can be mevatel the get, he can do it every once until the Tanai is fulfilled, even though she already has the get in her hand. Zalom Mishanet doesn't matter, because he hasn't fulfilled the Tanai yet. And if he dies in the interim, or the get is lost or burned, then she's not divorced, because until the Tanai is fulfilled, she's not divorced, and now he's unable to fulfill the Tanai, either because there's no get or because there's no him. And the Chatchila, she should not get married until the Tanai is fulfilled. If she does get married in the interim, before the fulfillment of the Tanai, and after the giving of the get, she doesn't have to leave her new husband. Lo teitzei. Unless the condition she will not be able to fulfill the condition. Then the condition is batel, and she's going to remain married to the first man. But if in the meantime she receives kedushin from the second man, lo teitzei, she doesn't have to leave the second man, even though the condition hasn't yet been fulfilled. So, Mirtz Hashem, we will explain more after we finish learning the Rambam, we're going to understand these halachas more. So, the Rambam continues and says that if he says, Me'achshav, you're divorced from now, or Me'hayom, on condition that, kach v'kach, or he says, Almanas, kach v'kach, so when the condition is fulfilled, she's divorced retroactively from the time of the giving of the get, and therefore, he cannot be mevatel the get, or add on to the Tanai from the time the get comes into her hand. This get is taking place retroactively, and therefore if the get is lost or burned in the interim, and even if the husband dies, when the condition is fulfilled, the condition is considered fulfilled even after his death. And she's a divorced woman, she's not a widow, she's divorced. Because it's retroactive. So normally you can't divorce a dead man, but here the divorce is taking place retroactively. And this woman in the interim can even get married lechatchila, even though the condition hasn't yet been fulfilled. And we're not worried the condition won't be fulfilled, since the Tanai was matched of her almanas. That's what the Rambam says. The Ein Choshish in Shem Eloi Yizkayim. We're not worried. It was Me'achshav. The condition is going to be fulfilled. It's going to be fulfilled retroactively. And she's not going to have been a married woman in the interim. So she, in the interim, she can marry somebody else. No sweat. The Rambam adds, in Perek Tes of Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Aleph Tehei, the Rambam says that if a woman divorces, a man divorces his wife, La'achar Zman, after a certain period of time, she's Megureshes when that time comes. And this is like a Tanai, and it's not like a Tanai. It is like a Tanai that she's divorced when the time that they said comes. And it's not like a Tanai that, if one is Megari, she divorces his wife Al Tanai, he divorces her, she's divorced. And this hasn't yet divorced her until the time comes. Lefikach, therefore, says the Rambam, Hamagarish al Tanai, Sarach lichbol Tano. If somebody divorces his wife al Tanai, he has to make a Tanai kafu. Vizeh, but this guy who divorces his wife la'achar zman, ain't Sarach lichbol Tvaro, doesn't have to make a Tanai kafu. V'lo l'shar mishpatei Tanaim shebiyarnu. We don't require mishpatei Tanaim. So now we have a new category. We have la'achar zman, which is like a Tanai, it's not like a Tanai. It's like a Tanai when he says, I'll divorce you la'achar zman. When that time passes, they're divorced, like a Tanai. Because that time passed, the condition was fulfilled, they're divorced. However, it's not like a Tanai, and that when one divorces his wife Al Tanai, she's divorced already when he gives her a get, to a certain extent. That's part of the process. Fizeh, and this guy isn't divorced, that hasn't divorced his wife, until that time comes. And therefore, since we see it's not like a Tanai, in that sense, that really until the time comes, nothing has happened, even though he already gave her the get. Therefore, since we don't see it as a Tanai, so you don't need a Tanai kafu, and you also don't need the other mishpatei Tanai. How does this work? So if a man says to his wife, this is your get, and it's only going to take, and it shouldn't divorce you until after 30 days. She's only divorced after 30 days. If the husband dies in the interim, she's not divorced because it's only after 30 days. And by the time the 30 days comes, he's already dead, or there's no get. The get was lost. Holcha v'inichto b'tzidei rishis haravim v'nigna bo'ava misham l'achar shloshim yom. She goes and she places it on the rishis haravim, and it was stolen or was lost. After 30 days, she's divorced. Why? Because since on the 30th day, meaning when it was after the 30th day, the get was already chal, it already existed, and then sometime later, it was lost. Doesn't matter. Because he was miyachid a place. That's what it means. Halcha v'nichto b'tzidei rishis harabim. If you put it in mamish in the rishis harabim, I remember what I said before with tzidei rishis harabim. If you put it in the rishis harabim, it's bad news. Then it doesn't have a place. It's nothing. But if he puts it in tzidei rishis harabim, on the side of rishis harabim, and it gets lost or stolen, after the 30 days has already been up, she's divorced. Because when the 30 days were up, it was there. It was in place. And that's considered a good place for the get. So therefore she's divorced. You know, I know we're learning a lot of halachas, but in the end we're getting all these halachas down, so in the end we'll have the klalim, and then we'll be able to plug everything in. What's the difference between somebody who was Megarish al Tanai and somebody who was Koveh Zman for the Gerishin? Shamagarish al Tanai Yesham Gerushin Ve'enam Gomrim Achis Kaima Tanai. If a man divorces his wife al Tanai, there is Gerushin. Just the Gerushin isn't finished until the Kiyum Tanai. The Fikach Kashis Kaima Tanai is Garshin. Therefore, when the Tanai is fulfilled, she's divorced. Im Haya Get Kaim, if the Get was around. Afal Pi Shein Obrishusa, even though it's not in her possession. and she doesn't have to go and take it again. It doesn't have to be in her rishus after the tanai is fulfilled. It's fine. As long as he gave it to her, shas maisa, afterwards, when he gave her the get, he gave it to her. Afterwards, when the tanai is fulfilled, she doesn't have to dafka have it in her rishus. And if she gets married before the tanai is fulfilled, she doesn't have to leave her second husband, as we explained, because the divorce already started. But if somebody says that the gerushin should only be chal after a certain amount of time, then what? When she received the get is not given to her b'toras gerushin. It's not like giving her a get, it's a pikadon. It's like she's holding on to it until the time comes. Say he says until after 30 days. So, until after 30 days, she is not divorced. The divorce hasn't even started. And then after 30 days, now she's divorced. But now when he gave her the get, it wasn't a mice of nesinas haget. It wasn't given the Torah as gerushin. It was just to hold on to until after 30 days. And therefore, when the time comes, when after 30 days arrives, she has to, either it has to be in her rishus, or she has to take it again, because you need a proper receiving of the get. So either it's in her rishus, so now she has the get in her rishus, or she retakes it, somebody else is holding on to it, she now takes it back. So now after 30 days, she has to do that again, because what she did before wasn't b'toras gerushin, it was b'toras pikadon, now she has to have it b'toras gerushin. And if she gets married in the interim, what happens? She has to divorce her second husband, and if she has a child with him, the kid's a mamzer. Why? Because she's an eshes ish, gemura, and there's no gerushin. So ad kan, the halachas of the Rambam, approximately 17 minutes of halachas of Rambam, and now we're going to try to summarize them. First of all, we have the tanai of im titni. If you give, what's the zman chalos? We said there are four things that we have to look at in each of these three categories. We said the three categories and four elements to each category. The three categories are im, if, almanas, on condition, shetitni, that you give, and la'acha, shetitni, after you give. So when you talk about im titni, if you give, about marriage, divorce, it doesn't matter. When is it chal? B'kiyum ha-tanai, when the condition is fulfilled, then it's chal. Do you need mishpatei tanaim if you say in? Do you need tanai kafel, etc.? The answer is yes. What is the status of the woman in the interim when the man says in? L'chatchila, she shouldn't get married. But if she does get married, then she doesn't have to leave him. She doesn't have to leave the second man. Where must the get be when he gives her the money, or she gives him the money? The get must be anywhere, even in Rishus HaRavim. That the Rambam says in Perek Tes, Halacha Hei, the get, if he says im, the get can even be in Rishus HaRavim. So he originally gives her the get, then she takes the get and she places it in Rishus HaRavim. And later on, she fulfills the tanai and she gives him the 200 zuz. So she's divorced, even though the get is in Rishus HaRavim. That's im. So the zman chalos is when the tanai is fulfilled. Mishpatei tanai you need. The woman in the interim, l'chatchila, she shouldn't get married. She does, she doesn't have to leave her second husband. And the get can even be in Rishus HaRavim. Now, when the money is given. What about almanas shetitni? On condition, almanas, that you give me 200 zuz. So when is it chal? It's chal b'zman nesinas haget, or nesinas hakedushin. It's chal amafreya. Do you need mishpatei tanaim for almanas? We said no. You don't need a tanai kafel and tanai kodin lamaisa, etc. What is the status of the woman in the interim? She can get married to somebody else. If it's, if we're talking about a get, she can get married to somebody else, because the get is going to be chal retroactively. That's almanas. where is the get when the man or the woman gives the man the money? Amanasha titni matayim zuz. Where must the get be? It doesn't even have to be in the world. It doesn't even have to exist. As long as he gave it to her originally, it doesn't matter where it is now. What about la'achar shetitni? After you give me 200 zuz? So when is that chal? It's chal when the tanai is fulfilled. After you give me the 200 zuz. After this period of... After this happens. What about mishpatei tanaim? Do you need mishpatei tanaim for after? When you talk about time-wise? The answer is no. That's the Rambam says. What about the woman in the interim? The woman in the interim, the Rambam says, if she marries, if she's gets, if she's given a get, and she's told that la'achar shetitni li matayim zuz, if you use the lashon of after, either talk about after a time frame or after a ma'isa, la'achar that you do this ma'isa, or la'achar a time frame. So if you say that, and if she gets married, then the halacha is that she has to leave her new husband, and the child of their relationship is a mamzer. Where must the get be when she gives him the money? Either in her rishus, or at the very least, but see the on the sides of rishus haram. So this is the third category, la'achar. Either la'achar zman, or la'achar, a certain ma'isa is done. You're not divorced until you do this and this. So in such an instance, the get will be chal when the condition is fulfilled. You don't need mishpatei tanaim. She gets married in the interim, she has to get divorced and the kid's a mamzer. And the get can be only in her rishus, or at the very least, on a side street, but see there on the side of Rishis Harabim, or on a side street in Nisimta. So that is the third category. So now we have the Im, the Almanas, and the La'achar, and how it relates to all four elements. The Zman HaChalos, the Mishpatei Tanaim, the woman in the interim, and where the get is in the meantime. And where the get is when he gives her, not in the meantime, when he gives her the money. Or when she gives him the money in order to fulfill the tanai. So we have to understand what the meaning of each of these lashonos are. Lashon of im, lashon of almanas, and lashon of la'achar. And when we understand that, then everything will make sense. Everything will fit in. And not only that, we have to go a little bit more in detail and understand certain things. Number one, why when you make a tanai of almanas shetitni on condition that you give me almanas, you don't need mishpatei tanai. Chora, we should say. If you say the word im titni, you need mishpatei tanaim. Certainly almanas shetitni. Why? Because this tanai is even a bigger chiddush. When we talk about almanas, the get is chalam afreya. And since the tanai of almanas is a bigger chiddush, then we should certainly have the same requirements for a tanai that we do with im. So for with im it's retroactive, certainly almanas should be retroactive. It's number one. Number two, the Rambam says that if it's a tanai of im titni, if you give, the get is chal when the condition is fulfilled. So it emerges that until the condition is fulfilled, the woman is not divorced. She's a married woman. So if that's the case, how does the Rambam paskin that if she gets married, lo seitze, to davar tamua? It says, if a man says to a woman, if you give me 200 zuz, we're divorced, this is a good get. And then a month later, she gives it. If in the meantime, and they're divorced a month later, if in the meantime she got married, she can remain married to her second husband. How can that be? She's not divorced until it happens. She's not divorced until the month is up. So how could it be that if the interim she gets divorced, she gets remarried, if the marriage is a good marriage, she's not divorced until afterwards? Number two. Number three. In the tanai of almanas shetitni, on condition, the almanas that you give, the Rambam paskins, the chatchila she can get married. And the reason is that we're not worried that the condition is not going to be fulfilled. So we let her get remarried, assuming that the condition will be fulfilled, and then retroactively, she will have been a grusha. If that's the case, then the chora, when he makes the tanai of imtitni, we should be matir her lechatchila. Because the Rambam paskin, that if she gets married in the interim, when he says in, until she fulfills the condition, she doesn't have to leave her new husband, which in itself requires understanding. But the second you say that she doesn't have to leave her new husband, so why can't she just get married lechatchila? There's obviously no issur of eish ish. We're not worried that the condition is not going to be fulfilled. So let her get married. So it must be, if we tell her lechatchila not to get married until the condition is fulfilled, we're obviously worried that the condition won't be fulfilled. And therefore she will have remained in eish ish with her first husband, and we don't want her with the second guy. But how can that be? Because we see by the almanas case that we're not worried about the tanai not being fulfilled, and we tell her even the chatchila to get that she can be remarried in the interim. So why by almanas do we tell her that she can get remarried the chatchila before the condition is fulfilled? But with the im, we tell her not to. But if she did, it's good. So if she did, it's good. So then, obviously, she's not an Eishes Ish. So if she's not an Eishes Ish, let her get married to Chatchila. And we're not worried that the tanai is not going to be fulfilled, because we see by Almanas that the tanai is going to be fulfilled. So she's going to be fully divorced afterwards. In the meantime, she obviously, the marriage works, so let her just get married. Number four, we also have to understand that the tanai of Im Titni, the get is chal, when the tanai is fulfilled, as we learn. And the lashon of La'achar Shetitni, after you do something, you give, or after a certain amount of time, the get is chal when the money is given. In light of this, we would expect that the placement of the get when the condition is fulfilled should be identical. Because if he says im, and if he says la'achar, it's chal at the same time when the condition is fulfilled. So therefore, we would expect that where must the get be? The get must be in the same place in both instances. But the Rambam says not like that. The Rambam says when he says la'achar shetitni, after you give. So there, the get has to be either in a side street or in an alleyway in a simta or in a rishus. When he says im titni, it can even be according to the Rambam and rishus harabim. So what's the difference between im and la'achar? Since the get is chal, b'shas kiyum atanai in both instances, why can the get be in two different places? Im, it can even be in rishus harabim. And la'achar, we're insistent that it should be dafka in Tzidei Rishis HaRabim, the side of Rishis HaRabim, or in an alleyway, in a side street. So now we're going to define what the gather of each lashon is. And then everything is going to fall very beautifully into place. And I apologize, we learned a lot of halachas, but once you learn the klalim, then you can listen again to the pratim of all the halachas, and they will all, Amir Tzashem, the Siyata Dishmaya, make sense. The Tanai of Almanas is not a Tanai at all in the halachic sense. It's not a real Tanai. And the get is chal immediately. Except that the one who's giving the divorce wants the get to be chal only if he gives money. Or if she gives money, we keep saying he or she, it doesn't really matter, but usually he wants her to give the money, right? She wants to get money. That's unfortunately by Yamim Ahim Bazman Hazeh. So this giving, when she gives him the money, that's not part of the Maisa Gerushin. If it happens, then we will know that he wanted to get divorced. And if it doesn't happen, he didn't want to get divorced. Because he said, I only want to get divorced if she gives me money. If he gets money, she's divorced. If he doesn't get the money, then she's not divorced. But that's not part of the Maisa Gerushin. So until she gives him the money, we're in a situation of Chosir Yediyah. We don't know what's up. So there's no problem mitzad the etzem haget, mitzad the nesinas haget, or the chalos of the get. That's not a problem at all. The get was given. Everything is kosher v'yasher. We're just not sure if he wants the gerushin. So the fulfillment of the Tanai is not in the varer lemafreya. When he says al Tanai, al menas, it doesn't clarify retroactively that the Nesina was a good Nesina. No, the Nesina was a good Nesina. It just informs us that in the past there was already a Gerushin. The whole Maisa Gerushin is done when he gives her the get. It's all done. What happens when she gives him the money? The money is. So we just want to know what's going to be. Did he really want this? It was a Maisa Gerushin, everything was terrific. But does he really want it? Because he only wants it if she gives him the money. But really, for all intents and purposes, everything was already done as far as the Hilchos get are concerned when he gave her the get. If the condition is not fulfilled, then we know retroactively that in the past we know that there wasn't a get. It's like a person buys something in a store. Guy goes to a store and he buys an item. Afterwards he realizes that the item is has a defect. So he brings it back. So there was really no transaction in the first place. It was a mekach tos. When a person says almanas, what he's saying is everything mitzad hilchos gidden should be done now. Miyad b'shas hanesina. Everything is terrific. So we're just not sure if everything is so terrific until the Tanai is fulfilled. And then when the Tanai is fulfilled, we will know that on that day, there was a completely good Maisa Gerushin. If the Tanai isn't fulfilled, then we know that on that day, it looked like a completely good Maisa Gerushin, but it really wasn't. That's the Almanas. Now, when he says, Alashon of La'achar Shetitni, after you give me 200 zuzer, after this and this time elapses, that's also not a Tanai. We're not dealing with Tanais when we're talking not about Almanas, and nor about La'achar Shetitni. Rather, when he says La'achar Shetitni, what's he saying? He's saying that the whole Gerushin, the Nesina of the Get, and the Chalos, the taking effect of the Get, should be after the giving of the money. Until that time, the Get is a Torah Spikadon and nothing else. So in other words, the La'achar Shetitni is just informative. It's informing us that when afterwards the condition is fulfilled, then everything is going to take the get is going to take place, the Nesinas HaGet, the Chalos HaGet, only then, only La'achar. But in the meantime, the get isn't even given as a get. It's given b'toras b'kadam. It's only informative. It's informing us what is going to happen in the future. Almanas is also informative. It's informing us what already happened in the past. But neither of them, in the strict sense of the word, are conditions. Almanas is informing us what has already happened. If she gives him the money, and we are now duly informed that there was a get a month ago. If he doesn't give her the money, we're informed that there wasn't a get a month ago. When he says La'achar Shetitni, we are informed that after she gives him 200 zuz, then there's going to be an Asina Saget and a Chalos Saget. But in the meantime, nothing has happened. And even now that he gives her the get now, and he says La'achar Shetitni, so it doesn't matter. It's not given the Torah's and Asina's get. It's just given as a pikud. Now, when he says a Lashon of Imtitni, that is a completely new essence. That's a new mahus. This mahus, according to the Rambam, this new essence is composed of two chidushim that the Torah was mechadish. Number one, that the fulfillment of the Tanai is not something external. It's part and parcel of the creation of the get. The Torah was mechadish that in the parsha of Tanoim, the masneh, the one who makes the Tanai, can add to the get. So in our instance, well, if you talk about giving a get, for example, the get normally creates gerushin. But when he says a lashon of im, the fulfillment of the Tanai is part and parcel of the Gerushin. So that's the Chiddush of the Torah. And not only can you have a get, which that creates a divorce, but you can also have something added to that that's also part of the creation of the divorce, and that would be a Tanai. So it's not something external to the get. It's part and parcel of the Gerushin, this Tanai. Not only that, but another Chiddush when he says in, is that the giving of the money, which is, as we said, part and parcel of the Maisa Gerushin, is Chalam Afreya. It happens retroactively. In other words, despite the fact that this Nisina is done afterwards, after the giving of the get, and as we said, it's part of the Maisa Gerushin, because the Gerushin is not only the get, it's also the condition and the fulfillment of the condition. That's also part of the get. But despite the fact that it happens afterwards, it's chal, it takes effect retroactively. So we see again two chidushim by im. Number one, that not only is the get part what creates the get, the gerushin, the giving of the get, but also the fulfillment of the Tanai is part of the Gerushin. And B, even though the fulfillment of the Tanai is part of the Gerushin, when the Tanai is fulfilled, the Gerushin happens retroactively from the time of the Nesinas HaGet. And we see this Metzius, that you can do something now, and it's Poel and the Avram, what happened earlier, in other places as well, for example, Kiddush HaChodesh, when the Beis Din says, the next day, Mekudesh Mekudesh, they create the new month, it becomes a new month, even though, when does it become a new month? On the previous night. The night previous to when they said Mekudesh Mekudesh. And Melier also, when he gives her, when she gives him the money, the get is chal, retroactively, from the time of the giving of the get. So in light of this chiddush, and this understanding of the Tanai of Im, and the distinctions we made between the three Lashonos of Im, Almanas, and La'achar, everything now becomes as clear as a sunny day with a beautiful blue sky in Jerusalem. When he says a Lashon of Almanas or La'achar, there's no halachic chiddush here. There's nothing new. And therefore, you don't need to learn anything from the Tanai of B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. That's the source of Tanai. If B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven were going to go into Eretz Yisrael, fight, and if they go in and fight, the Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, then they get their portion in Eivre Yarden on the other side of the Jordan. And if they don't, then they don't. So that's where we learn Tanai from. And when you're in the realm of Tanai, it has to follow the lead, the example, the prototype of Tanai B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. So when we're talking about Almanas and La'achar, what did we say a few minutes ago? That it is not a Tanai in the strict sense of the word. Therefore, you don't need Mishpatei Tanai. You don't need Tanai Kafel. You don't need Tanai Kodim L'maisa. Because what did we say that Almanas and La'achar are? It's just informative. It's not a condition. It's informing you certain information. If he says Almanas, it's informing you that when the money is given, that will inform you that there was a get. He says, La'achar shetitni, if afterwards you do this nice, or if after a certain time elapses, that's informative that that's when everything is going to happen. But until then, nothing yet has happened. So when do you need Mishpatei Tanai? When it's a Tanai in the strict sense of the word? But when it's not a Tanai, if it's not a real condition, you don't need the laws of Tanai. So Memela, Almanas, and La'achar, you don't need Mishpatei Tanai. And when you talk about Im, we said, is a real Tanai. There you would need Tanai B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, you'd need Tanai Kafel and Tanai Kol Lamaisa, etc. Now, when you have a Tanai of Im, the woman is not allowed to get married in the interim, and if she does get married in the interim, she need not leave her new husband. And we want to understand what's that all about. Is she an Eishes Ish or is she not? So, we said like this, so the Pshat is like this. The reason that it's us, we said, and if she's not really an Eishes Ish, let her get married to Chatchila. So we said her marriage works, so apparently she's not an Eishes Ish. So then let her get married even initially. So pshat is that the reason she's not allowed to get remarried is not because we're worried that the Tanai is not going to be fulfilled, because as we see in Almanas, there, we let Rabbi Chachila get remarried in the interim. So we're not worried about not fulfilling what he said she must do. Rather, it's because the Gerushin hasn't yet been Chal. When is the Gerushin Chal? Only after the condition is fulfilled. However, if she gets married, she doesn't have to leave her new husband, because in the future she's going to fulfill the condition, and when she gives the money, she is going to be divorced retroactively. In other words, a situation will be created retroactively that she was divorced, and therefore she was really not an Eishes Ish. So why shouldn't she get married l'chatchila? Because she's still married. Why, if she already gets married, can she remain married? Because we're going to find out in the future that she really wasn't married at this time. So already let her remain married. So that explains why by Im, everything becomes clear. We said by Im, when did the Zman HaChalos, the Kiyum HaTanai? When the Tanai is fulfilled. When the Tanai is fulfilled, so now that the Tanai is fulfilled, it makes sense that she's divorced, because he may get he stipulated the fulfillment of the get, the chalos of the get, the taking effect of the get on the fulfillment of the Tanai. So when the Tanai is fulfilled, she's divorced. Why do you need Mishpatei Tanai? Because it's a real Tanai. Why the woman in the interim, when he says in lechatchila, she should not remarry, but if she does, she doesn't have to leave. Lechatchila, she shouldn't get remarried because she's still an Eishes Ish. But if she already did get remarried, don't worry about it, because in the future it's going to turn out she really wasn't married at this time. Now, what about Almanas? The Zman HaChalos is when he gave her the get. Because that's Pshat in Almanas. Almanas is Me'akshav. You don't need Mishpatei Tanai, because strictly speaking, it's not a Tanai. And the woman, in the interim, can get remarried, because since the get is going to be Chal Lemafreya, let her get married, even now, in the interim. When you talk about Im, so since both the Nesinas HaGet and the Nesinas HaMamon, when she gives him the money afterwards, the 200 zuz, both of them create the chalos gerushin. So since she's still an Eishes Ish, it's better for her not to get remarried, because you haven't finished it yet until she gives him the matayim zuz. But if she already got remarried, don't worry about it, because retroactively we'll be able to look back at this date and say that she really wasn't married. But now, as we speak, she is. When you talk about Almanas, that's different. We said that Almanas, everything is done when he gives her the get. He gave her a get. So now, he did everything he did as far as creating the gerushin, everything he needed to do. The only thing is, we need something to inform us of whether the gerushin was actually really a gerushin. So therefore, she can even get married mechatchila, because the whole gerushin was already done now. And then when the and we're not worried that the condition won't be fulfilled, because that's not achshash, the Rambam says. So let her get married now, even before she gives him the money, and then we will be informed that she was really divorced all along. That almanas is different than im. When he says im, part of the yitziras hagerushin, part of the creation of the get, was the giving of the money. So therefore, since she's still now an Eishes Ish, before she before the money has been given, she shouldn't marry anybody else. If she did, say to her, don't worry about it, alone around the end, she's going to fulfill the Tanai, and it'll turn out she wasn't an Eishes Ish. But now, strictly speaking, she's an Eishes Ish. The Maisa Gerushin hasn't yet been completed. When you talk about Almanas, the whole Maisa Gerushin has been completed already. The Im is just Miyadeya. It's just informing us that yes, at that time there was a complete Gerushin. When he says Im, if you give me 200 zuz, When she gives it to him, that doesn't inform us that originally there was a complete gerushin. That informs us that creates now the gerushin has been finished, the maisa gerushin is complete, and the chiddush is that retroactively she's not really married. So that's very different than almanas. Almanas, the whole thing is done when he gives her the get. And therefore, if we're not concerned that the condition, the almanas shetitin limatimzus, we know that she will give him the matimzus. So what the heck, let her get married in the meantime. But when he says im, until he gives her the matimzus, until she gives him the matimzus, she's still married to him. So l'chatchila, married woman, shouldn't be marrying somebody else. The only reason we allow it to be added is because after she gives him the matimzus, then we say that now the maisa gerushin is complete. And retroactively, she's divorced. So therefore, if she got married in the interim, we allow her to remain married. So that explains the difference between im and almanas, why one lechatchila, she shouldn't get married, and if she does, she shouldn't leave. That's with im. And in almanas, she can get married even lechatchila. And what about la'achar? La'achar, we said, if he says, after you give me, or after a certain amount of time. So there, if she gets married, she has to leave her new husband, and the vlad is a mamzer. Why? Because that's also informative. When he gave her the get, nothing yet has happened. Until afterwards. And then afterwards, everything starts. After the condition's fulfilled, after she gives him the 200 zuz. So here, until even the giving of the get is only b'toras pikadon. So mamela, if she gets married in the interim, oy v'avoy, she's an eshesish, and the kid's a mamzer. So now let's understand. So now we understand, Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, why in each case the zman achalos is when it is, why it needs, whether or not it needs mishpatei tanaim. Of course in la'achar it doesn't need mishpatei tanaim, because la'achar, when something's going to happen after a certain period of time, we said strictly speaking that is not a tanaim, that's just informing us when everything is going to happen, but that's not really a tanaim. The only chiddush of tanaim is with him. There you have two chiddushim. There you have a chiddush that the maisa is part of the creation of the gerushin and that it happens retroactively. But the other two aren't even chiddushim in Tanai. They're just informing you. One is informing you that it happened in the past, amanas, and la'achar is informing you that it happened in the future. And therefore, we also understand, of course, it's pashut why the zman achalos la'achar is when the condition is fulfilled. That's exactly what he said. It's chal when la'achar, after you give me 200 tzuz, when she gives him, after she gives him 200 tzuz, they're divorced. Or after 30 days pass, then everything is, everything starts taking effect. Now, what about the placing of the get, the mikum haget? So if he says la'achar shetitni, after you give me 200 tzuz, the get has to be either in her rishus, or at least in a simta. And a side street. Why? Because only when he gives it to her, when he gives her the money, is the nesinas haget considered a nesina, and the get is, and the gerushin is chal. Until now, it was just a pikadam. And therefore, it has to be in some guarded area, either in the side of Rishis Harabim, on a side street, in an alleyway, in her possession. But it can't be just thrown in Rishis HaRabim. When he says, Almanas Shetitni, it's Pashut. The Maisa Gerushin, the Chalois Gerushin, everything happened when he gave it to her. So where does the get have to, when he gave it to her, the get originally? So where does the get have to be when he gives her the 200 zuz, when she gives him the 200 zuz? The answer is, it doesn't even have to be in the world anymore. Because when he gives her the money, that just informs us that originally, the Nesinas and Chalos HaGet were Nesinas and Chalos HaGet. So we don't even need a get in the world. When he says Im Titni, the get has to be in Rishus. The get can be, doesn't have to be, can even be in Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because the Maisa of the Nesinas HaGet already happened in the past. However, the get has to be in the world because the get is only Chal now. Now it's Chal now retroactively. But in fact, it's chal now. It takes effect now, retroactively. When you say almanas, the get doesn't take effect now, retroactively. It's just informing us that everything was done retroactively. So again, when you say im, the yitziras haget is composed of both the giving of the get and the giving of the 200 zuz afterwards. When he gives you the 200 zuz afterwards, it takes effect retroactively. So when he says im, you're right, she doesn't have to be holding on to the get, doesn't have to be in her possession, doesn't have to be in a side street, somewhere accessible to her, because she already received the Peshas Maisa, and that was part of the Chalos get. We had a Nesinas HaGet. That's part of the process. However, it has to be in the world when he says im. Why does it have to be in the world? Because the get is only being completed now. It's being completed now retroactively. But it's being completed now. So when the get is completed, obviously there has to be a get. So that explains in all three instances now where the get has to be. When he says im, it can even be in Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because as long as the Maisa Messina was already done originally, now she gives him the money. So as long as there's a get in the world, that's enough for us. Now the get is chal retroactively. When he says Amanas, we don't need a get. Why don't we need a get? Because everything was already done originally. We just want to know if everything was done correctly. And now, if he really wanted the get to be a get, and now we see she gives him the 200 zuz, she fulfills the Amanas. Everything was already done originally. We don't even need a get now. We found out that it was all done. This isn't part of the get process. This isn't part of the creation of the Gerushin. Just informing us that there was a Gerushin earlier. Im, that's part of the Yetziras HaGerushin, the creation of the Gerushin. When he says La'achar, there it has to be either in a side street or better in her Rishos, because in such an instance, when he says La'achar, nothing has happened until now, until she gives him the 200 zuz. And since now everything is taking effect, so the get has to be with her or near her, on the sides of Rishus HaRabim. So Tayyar Yidden, now Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'shmaya, we have Behirus in the Rambam. Just to summarize some of the points that we learned, the only real of these three Lashonos, Im, Almanas, and Ma'achar, the only real tonight is Im. Because there the Tanai is part and parcel of the Yetziras Chalos HaGerushin, and then it's Chalam Afreya. So therefore, Im requires a Tanai Kafel. Im, Lechafil, she shouldn't get married because she's still, the fulfillment of the get still hasn't been completely done. The Gerushin isn't done. If she gets remarried, then we're not worried because it will be retroactively that she will not have been married. Almanas is not a Tanai at all. That's number two. Another thing we learned is that Almanas is not a Tanai at all, because the mice and the chalos already finished originally, and we just have to know if he wanted it. She gives him the money, he wanted it. And therefore, Almanas doesn't require Mishpatei Tanayim. She can get married to anyone she wants. And the get doesn't even have to be around when the Tanai is fulfilled. Tanai of La'achar Zman, meaning after a certain amount of time passes, or after she does a certain mice, there, that's also not a Tanai, because both the Mice and the Chalos are going to be when the Tanai is fulfilled. And therefore, you don't need Mishpatei Tanai because it's not really a Tanai. If she gets married, she has to leave her new husband because she was married in the... If she gets married in the interim, she has to leave her new husband because she was really married to the first guy. And the get, obviously, has to be in her Rishus, and we should all be Zochim Yitzhashem, always to taste the sweetness of the Torah and the sweetness of the Rambam. Not that the Rambam is different from Torah, but the Rambam befrat. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.